Good morning. A clear and much more comfortable start to the day across interior New York and New England with mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the 40s across the higher terrain and 50s in the valleys, and low humidity across the entire region. We will enjoy that comfortable humidity level across the day today, with some clouds mixing with the sunshine from time to time through the late morning and into the early afternoon, and high temperatures will reach into the lower 80s on average. Another clear and pleasant night tonight, with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s once again. The weekend weather is looking cooler but nice, with a mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the lower 70s. Over the weekend, a low pressure system in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will cut itself off from the main jet stream flow, which will stream across southern Canada, and that cutoff low will drift through the Great Lakes and into the Ohio Valley to our south and west. Computer models had indicated that this cutoff system would be close enough to touch off a few isolated showers over the weekend, so we'll still leave the thought of that in mind, but the trend is for a completely dry weekend. In fact, even into next week, it looks dry as that cutoff system drifts farther to the south and along the mid-Atlantic coast, leaving us with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday, and high temperatures climbing back through the 70s and into the lower 80s. As that system opens up and departs off to the north and east, we do run the risk of a scattered shower through the middle and latter portion of next week, but high temperatures will continue to climb into the middle and upper 80s by Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a large area of high pressure will provide fine weather and cooler than normal temperatures for much of the Great Plains east into the Appalachians. Along the leading edge of the cooler air is a front moving south and east out of central Canada, which will settle over the mid-Atlantic. Moisture will pool along this front as it becomes stationary, producing showers and thunderstorms over this region. The Weather Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of excessive rainfall over parts of the southern mid-Atlantic region. Over the Pacific Northwest, a deep upper trough will gradually move onshore across the region, producing rain and isolated high-elevation snow through Saturday. Meanwhile, dry thunderstorms over parts of the Great Basin and southern Rockies and southern high plains, along with low humidity and windy conditions, will help produce conditions that favor wildfires over that region. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility with a little bit of patchy fog and 41 degrees with a west wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 42 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 58 degrees, the dew point 53, 84% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.08 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Copper Basin, Idaho, and Harbison Meadow, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston increasing sunshine in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs around 70. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 88 degrees, the low, 61. The average temperature, 75, that's 9 degrees above normal. 44 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, now 56 hundredths for the month, which is still 87 hundredths below normal. And 12.85 inches for the year, which is 3.36 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees. The average low, 56. The record high, 95, set in 2017. And the record low, 38, in 1941 and 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:34 p.m., 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with the risk of a shower and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday, lower to mid-70s. Partly sunny on Monday, just the outside chance of a shower, mid to upper 70s. Partly to mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday, lower to mid-80s. And a mix of sun and clouds Thursday with the risk of a shower and highs in the middle and upper 80s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.